Hi everybody, here we are again, and today is Monday, and the date is 7-7-2014, so we got two sevens today, and we'll do a clearing for that a little bit later on the program. So let's work with energies that may be connected with you. Normally they're emotional things. Remember, when you have emotions and you're not in the present moment, in the now, then you have a very good possibility of being abducted. Or if not, being mind-controlled by these unwanted universal travelers, because they need some way to get into your energy system. So what's the best way to get into your energy system? Is to get upset, be extra happy. Remember, you want to be more neutral. So being, plus or minus on the scale of emotions makes no difference, whether you're very, very sad or very, very happy. You're still emoting emotions, and that energy goes out of you, and the aliens use that for their batteries. So that's why you want to become calm. So let's do a clearing for people who have situations going on. Maybe something happened to you in the last couple of days or so, and maybe you feel kind of funky. Maybe you're still dealing with the 4th of July energies that haven't left you, maybe. So let's take that away from you. So if you were out doing something on the 4th of July, maybe got into a traffic jam or something as people were coming home, maybe you're traveling now and you hit some roadblocks or situations, and you're maybe are upset or have been upset because it took longer than normal, or maybe you overspent money or whatever happened, let's try to clear that. So this would be what happened to you during the 4th of July. So think of that issue. The weekend, we'll say, and the weekend, we'll say, started from Friday to now. So just think of something that went on, and maybe the fireworks scared you. So, or maybe you had an animal with you and heard the noise and it bit you for no reason whatsoever because it was very afraid, or you're holding it and trying to get out of your arms or something, like cats sometimes do, and they dig in with their claws to get out, and maybe you're suffering from that too. So here we go, just whatever you're thinking of, let's clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's pretty heavy. Do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, let's energize the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Bring in some peace energy for you. Here we go. Use the word stronger to increase the energy, and the males will be coming in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Somebody had a lot of energy out there. So it got released. So we'll see if our co-host is on, and I'm sure she is. So, Cindy, are you out there today?
I am. I made the transition, so thank you very much, Ron. Welcome, everyone, to Healing Highway, and wanted to share just a little bit about our events coming up. We do have our weekly conference calls starting tomorrow. They run Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so be sure and check the CLS intro chat page, which links to creationlightship.com for our events and other important information. And, of course, the July conference calls will be starting up on Saturday. So be sure and check that out at creationlightship.com. And tonight we will be accepting calls regarding healing. If you have healing that you would like to share your feedback and how you felt after you did the healing, that would be great, or you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll also be reading the chat, too. And tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about mind control and how that affects us and the healings that Ron and Creation Lightship have created for us at our fingertips. And then we do have a few emails. Ron, do you want to go through the emails first?
Yeah, we could do the emails first, and we will have callers today. So this show, I'd like to kind of dedicate it, if you have any questions, maybe you're a new listener, or maybe just kind of curious about what a healing is for online, why you might need it, or how to use it, what to put in the entry boxes, something like that. So if you do have any questions, that'd be fine. Or maybe you have a situation going on in your life and you wanted to know maybe what clearing would be maybe best for you to do. And we can also, if somebody does ask that type of question, maybe you can, the people out there can also type into the, say the fast chat there what they would suggest too. Because this, a lot of times, people coming forward that way can be a big help for other people. So let's continue on then, Cindy.
Great. The call-in for Station 1 is 1-888-627-6008. And if you didn't catch that, check it out on the CLS intro page. The numbers are listed there. So in regard to what you were suggesting, Ron, we actually have a couple of emails that would fill that question. And the first one is, regarding current and parallel clearing, is it okay to run them simultaneously?
Okay, so I guess they're doing parallel life clearings, maybe of the same issue, along with the clearings in the now here. So we'll just look at it. Your parallel lives are what you're doing out there, which typically would be in the same time that you're in here, although it may not be, but we'll just say that it is. And so you could do it that way. You could clear this timeline and then also clear other timelines that you're abducted onto, living lives without your knowledge. So you could do that. Like in all clearings, as you start doing more than one clearing at a time, how's your body going to respond? So remember, on the like the timeline crashes, it could take maybe 5 minutes to possibly an hour, maybe even longer, depending how far out there you are in the Beyondo. And also, where are you placed on that timeline? So you need to understand that you could have a lot of energy coming to you, and you're being brought back here, but can your body process that energy? So let's just say that you're doing a timeline crash for 10 years ago. And in 10 years ago, we'll say what you have with you. We'll say you came in here with 1% of your spirit when you were born, and through all the abductions, you're down to 0.25%. So you're 1/4 of what you came in here with in this lifetime. From the get-go, way back when, you were 100%, but this lifetime, you could only bring in 1% of you. And this is probably pretty factual. So now, you're doing a timeline crash for 10 years ago, and very possibly, maybe you lost 20% of yourself during that time frame. So 10 years ago, maybe you were 20%, say, stronger than you are now. And you're trying to bring forth energy from timelines back to yourself. But now you have darkness collected inside of you. So is your spirit that you're bringing back to you and maybe your body parts going to be able to integrate with you because you have those holes plugged up? So very possibly not. So this is why you want to do spirit integration. So you may want to look a little further and maybe possibly see what's blocking you. So you may feel a whole bunch of energy around you, but it's not coming into you. And you may go, wow, this energy I can feel out there. I know there's something there. I can't see it, but it's not coming into my body. And that's because 10 years ago, you had it, you got a lot of it taken away from you, and now you're trying to bring it back, but you have no place to put it because the darkness now has taken away those locations. So you may want to look at that and possibly do a lot of spirit integration to see maybe if your spirit can get rid of the energies that are blocking you from regaining yourself. Now, in the process, maybe there could be a tug-of-war going on, we'll say, when your spirit's trying to come into you. And it goes, well, I know that I belonged in this, your left little pinky finger, you know. And the dark side is there now because you have a lot of mind-controlling thoughts there and programs and just dark energies. And maybe you might feel a little tired or feeling something going on because of that. So that's another way to look at what happens as you go into the past. And that would be, like we're saying, like a parallel life, because those parallel lives that you have out there, are integrating with what you have now with these energies. So hopefully you understand this a little bit, because you always need to clean out from your past. That's why we do the emotional clearing first, because you're stuck with your past emotions, and your past emotions are preventing you from being more whole. So that's one way to look at it. How does that sound to you, Cindy?
Well, past emotions, that just seems like it's the connection to everything that got us here. I just wondered about, I might have missed a little bit what you said, but I just wondered about the running of the parallel clearing on two different PCs. There's still going to be an effect on the person's body, but would that be a favorable impact to do it on two different PCs?
Well, I wouldn't do... If you're going to do a parallel life clearing, on a situation, then you want to only do it on that one situation and keep it very simple. I stubbed my toe. I felt that maybe I was out of my body yesterday for, a couple of hours. I felt really strained. So do a timeline crash on that and go into parallel lives also. That you can do. Remember, in a sense, your timeline crashing that you're doing will go into parallel life, but normally the parallel life clearing, people sometimes think about them as ones that are not in the now, in the past typically. So, just be careful when you do these clearings that you're not over-amping yourself doing 100 things at one time, You don't want to say, well, I stubbed my toe yesterday, and, I stubbed it 3 years ago. I want to put that down there also and do another clearing for that. And, I remember that happened again 10 years ago. You don't want to do it that way. You want to do one clearing, and then if you want to put up multiple screens, do it that way. But don't go into other time frames when that happened. You have to clean out one at a time. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. That helped clarify for me. And another email we received is, this is more on what type of healing or clearing could I do. The email reads, why does it lightning around me even indoors? It used to scare my mother, and right at that time there was a big storm going on. And so since the person brought up it used to scare her mother, is that something that could be in her DNA?
Yeah, more than likely, yes. So if her mother got scared, that got passed on to her. Now, if you happen to have a child, it'll be even stronger probably in the child because it's just a generation. So you automatically know that you're dealing with your mother's issue. Remember, everything comes from the past. So if your mother wasn't around you at all, let's just say that you were an orphan, we'll say. Your mother had you, and, you know, you didn't know that your mother was afraid of lightning, okay, we'll say. Well, as you grow up, you probably would not be afraid of it unless somebody triggered it in you, okay? And then that'll bring forth the DNA. So if you didn't talk to anybody and everybody said, oh, yeah, lightning's cool, don't worry about it, you know, you'd say, okay, you wouldn't be bothered. But if somebody who you were with all of a sudden mentioned about how bad lightning is, then that will trigger your DNA, which your mother gave you or your father gave you. And then at that point, you will probably have the fear of that person getting reactivated in you. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's good information, and that could be for a lot of different feelings or fears people have. Well, since this person mentions lightning around her, even on the indoors, do you believe that it's something that she's bringing to herself because of all the fear, and then what type of clearing could she do for that?
Well, I doubt that she's bringing the lightning to her unless she happened to travel someplace to actually see the lightning. You know, the lightning typically is just coming about, and, you know, if you're traveling, well, we'll say that you travel into, you know, have a vacation, you travel 300 miles away to get away from people, we'll say. I guess. Unless you want to travel to see more people, you know, to go to that nice possible, you know, coastal beach, and everybody else shows up there, and you go, geez, there's my neighbors. They're like 300 feet from me. We should have probably taken the same car, you know. But anyway, and that does happen. But anyway, let's just say that you somehow thought you'd go someplace, and then lightning was there. Well, you didn't necessarily bring the lightning to you. You could possibly somehow be reading maybe the timelines that are created in the future, and you're bringing yourself to it. And so that's one way to look at it. I would not like to really think that way, that you're bringing forth a situation to harm you, you know. But, you know, that is the possibility. But lightning is probably, you know, typically I would say that most people would be afraid of lightning. And so you just happen to show up there where all these people are. But under that situation, I don't think you'd be drawing it to you. You just happen to show up and be there.
Right.
Although the other flip side of the coin is it's a possibility.
What type of healing?
You know, are you drawing this to you? Well, then it would have probably shown up where you are, but if you had a drive to see it, it'd be one thing. But just having the lightning come about in your, you know, in your own house, your town that you live in, that's just one of those things that probably happened. And maybe that lightning, maybe the aliens said, oh, last time we had lightnings, we had 80% of the population here in these houses. These people are really freaking out. So we're going to bring one of our ships over here and bring some lightning in. And because they wanted to get the energy. So that's how I would look at it. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. However, I wondered first what type of clearing could this person do. I think about be here now to begin with. But what else would you suggest?
Yeah, make sure that you're on the right timeline, because if you're on the wrong timeline, one that's not in the now, very possibly you could be off in the beyondo if you're not here. Remember, if you're not in the now, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they fabricate everything around you. And so you could think that you're here, but you're actually somewhere else. That's what I call driving, you know, into the billboard. You know, that's when you're driving your car, you get abducted, everything looks the same to you around you, your car's still there, you know, your steering wheel's there, and the same song's on the radio, but yet you're in the beyondo driving, and then all of a sudden you get brought back here, maybe 5 minutes, and you go, wow, I missed that turnoff. You know, what's going on with me? Well, that's because you were abducted. But everything looked the same, you know, except, you know, if you look back on it, you're going to say, you know, I didn't feel quite right there. So anyway, you know, that's the way that happens. So, you know, it's the thing, be here now, I'd be good if this situation keeps happening all the time to you and you feel like you're a mark, you know, and being a mark, you know, oh, this is going to happen to me again. Well, that could be that the reoccurring barcode, problematic event type of barcode. There's a name for it. That might be part of it, but you have a barcode happening, which is going off because you are one of those prime suspects. And they know it, and they tagged you. So, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your question for Ron.
Hi, it's Sharina. I'm getting an echo. Ron, I wanted to address an issue that you were talking about a minute ago. With regards to doing too many clearings. And I was doing, as you know, many, many clearings, like 10 or 13 all the time. And I started feeling not so good and having pain in my back and stuff. And I talked to my chiropractor, who's a very intuitive lady. And just out of the blue, she said, you're working with this spiritual person, and what's the story with that? And she says, oh, well, you're doing too much. You're doing way too much. And that she said, from what she saw, was that all the energy was trying to come into me, and my body wasn't able to handle it. And it was like my body was needing to kind of stretch or something to welcome this energy in, and it wasn't capable of doing that. And so I reduced the clearings that I'm doing, and she suggested I do a lot of stretches. So I just wanted to let you know, I know you were always saying don't do too much, but and it feels much better now. I am doing far fewer. And my body is much, much more comfortable, I would say, much easier.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, if you would have got on earlier, I could have gave that explanation, you know, that I did, you know, say 10 minutes ago. Very, very good, yeah. So yeah, you want to just know that your body may not be able to handle the energy coming back to it because, you know, it needs to release things out of it. What I'd suggest is maybe do the spirit infusion, spirit integration, you know, that pre-clearing. Well, it's actually on a few of the clearings there. I'm sure you know which ones have that. And run that at night. And that could help you out, too.
So, yeah, I started. I was running that for a while, but then that was one of the 13 that I was running. So now I'm running it all the time, but with two others. So, yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. Just curious. I know you talked, I think you talked about this months ago, maybe, you know, when the problems were happening in Japan there. I won't give the name of everything, but. How is there, people are concerned about radiation. So I'm kind of going sideways here. So how is the radiation on your end? Because in Hawaii?
I don't know. I'm going to be over on Oahu tomorrow, and I'll be able to connect with somebody that actually has a radar, a Geiger counter, a radar detector. And I'll actually be able to find out then a little bit more exactly. Personally, I've been just assuming that it's there and taking a whole lot of things that would detox my body.
Great. Okay. So anything else?
I definitely won't eat fish.
What's your most favorite clearing? That's curious, since you're doing 13 of them.
Well, the one that I've got running all the time now, just because you're always saying that's the most important thing, is the emotional clearing. Now, I'm very still and I'm very quiet. Actually, that was something else I wanted to tell you, that I'm really feeling very, very still and very quiet and very undisturbed by things. So that it feels like there's being, I was on the beach the other day and I just suddenly got hit with this energy came through me when I was touching the sand, and I was thinking, oh, maybe this is the new earth that's really charging me up kind of nicely. And I really feel to walk out barefoot. And so I was wondering about that, if the new earth is really benefiting us.
I would say it would be, yes. Uh-huh. So that's great.
Good. Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
I'm doing good, and I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay.
Okay, bye, Ron.
Okay, thank you for
calling.
Thank
you for calling. Ron, is there a clearing that you'd be able to do for us regarding maybe our feel body, our body, feeling body?
Yeah, let's do a feeling body clearing. So here we go. So what we have the emotional body. That's what we always want to do first, okay? So that's your first clearing that you want to do on the website if you're choosing to be more in the now, okay? So all the free ones help you to get rid of stuff that's around you, but you want to get rid of the stuff inside of you, okay? So you have external and then you have internal. So the emotional clearing can help you get rid of the stuff that got triggered in this lifetime, bringing you into your future experiences. Well, after that clearing, then you go, well, let's see. You know, do you use the word feeling a lot? Do you feel energy? So if you feel energy, you want to probably do the feeling clearing to get more neutral on that. Then I'll keep going here. Next, after that, maybe maybe you read people a lot or you see things a lot. So that could be your empathic body. From there, it could be, you know, your sensory body. And maybe your trauma body's overloaded. So those are what you want to look at, you know, if you're not feeling very peaceful. But the emotional one is the main one. That's the biggie. And then from there, the other bodies kind of come into effect. So let's do a feeling body clearing. So think of a situation that maybe was negative for you, and it would still be like an emotion, but maybe, you know, your emotional body, is trash, and now it's going into your feeling body. So doing an emotional body clearing will get rid of your, you know, a lot of your stuff, but you may be living in your feeling body. And if you don't do the feeling body, you may not really even feel much of a result because you're not living there, okay? So maybe, you know, you lived in emotions, you know, and you did that for the first 30 years of your life. But now you're 40, and you trashed out your emotional body. And now for the last 10 years, it's switched over now from emotions into your feeling body. And you go, wow, I don't know. I did the emotional clearing, and it helped. You know, it always helps. But you go, man, I still got a lot of stuff here. And you're thinking that it's emotions, but it may be feelings. So here we go. So think of an issue. And you can go as deep as you want. Some people at first are afraid to look at something, you know, and also there's a fear body, and the fear one's real, real big. So I think we probably have fear since we initially came here, you know. We got out and said, uh-oh, what am I doing here? So not knowing what you're going to come into, that's your fear. But here's feeling. So think of your feeling situation that you had that may have been negative for you. You're going to release that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's do a clearing here for physical stuff. Because these other bodies work in the invisible, and they bring to us physical things. So if you've been out at night for a long time, maybe you overextended yourself, which typically would give you maybe, you know, your eyes could be watering or a sore throat or, you know, head congestion or something. So sinuses, so let's do a clearing for that here. So think of that. And maybe something slimed you. Maybe you got into some energies and you became slimed something happened to you. Maybe the sludge body clearing or slime body. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So another thing, you might want to look at, since we just went through 4th of July here, you might want to look at maybe what happened to you in previous years, if you had a situation going on. And, or maybe you read something, maybe you're kind of a history buff and you wanted to do some reading about the 4th of July, what it really means. And you got involved with the, problems, you know, with, stuff happening back then. And, in the 1700s, we'll say. And maybe somehow you live back there, and you were next to maybe one of the cannons going off or something, you know, and there's a lot of smoke and fire and, you know, everything else going on. And maybe somehow that activated you as a past life energy of your body. And all of a sudden, the 4th of July this year, because maybe you smelled some smoke from, you know, fireworks or whatever. Or maybe you're having a great time. Maybe you're outside, you know, not doing any of that, but you decided to have a little fire and, you know, got some coals going or wood, and you wanted to make some s'mores or something, and you got some of that body, that energy in you, and it activated your body from, you know, 1700s. And all of a sudden now you feel pretty funky because you don't know what it is, but you're, you know, you had a lot of smoke coming into your lungs. So let's release that. But we'll keep the s'mores. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might even want to do, if you're having some kind of funkiness like this, do some timeline crashes. And I would probably go back to, you know, whenever the war was, you know, 17, whatever it was, you know, maybe 74, 75. I don't know how long the, you know, the battle was going on for back then. And you may want to clear out those dates. You may want to go back into history and just see when the, I guess they, you know, I don't know why they call it the Civil War. I don't know what's civil about it, you know. But anyway, you know, is war civil? So let me look at when it started.
Right.
And, you know, you may have that situation. Maybe you happen to be... in today's terms, you know, one of these medical professionals, we'll just say, right? And you're out there amputating people's arms and legs and you had to burn them or something and you got that smell. I know it sounds kind of gross, but, you know, this could be happening to you. I'm sure somebody out there possibly may have that situation as I'm talking about it, maybe you want to throw up now. Well, that means you got that issue. This is great, so get rid of it. Go in there and do a little research on the computer and just see what's happening during that time frame when that war started, and just pick those times. Maybe if you do feel kind of funky, maybe that, let's just say it lasted for a couple of years. You know, I don't know. I'm not a history buff, but you might do 1 month at a time and maybe do 50 timeline crashes. It may sound like a lot, but it might get rid of a lot of your illnesses. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, for the information. And some more example is perfect because of all the celebration that probably happened over the weekend. So you did do the emotional clearing and physical body clearing for us. So thank you. If anyone has feedback, feel free to add that to the chat or send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can give us a call. And I wanted to read another email that came in, and this question probably comes up in a lot, and the writer would like to know more about what the light body is. So,
okay, well, the light body, that's your spirit energy, your light body.
Okay. So the writer says, I know that's why we do the clearings, to get a light body. Does having a light body mean having no more DNA?
Okay, yeah, I'll switch that over a little bit. So what you're doing is you're integrating your spirit, which we'll call your light body. I like to keep it more simple because some people have a different way of looking at light bodies, but so it integrates more of you like you were when you were a baby, okay? When you're a baby, you had all that you can get here. And so you're going back in time trying to become that baby. And the only way to do that is to release the thought, the mind energy, the judgments, whatever word you want to use there, your stuff, your baggage. And the baggage only came to you because you were told how to do something or you saw something happening here. And that got activated. So you activated the DNA from your past, which is your ancestors' past. Doesn't matter how you got it now. And, you know, you're wearing that backpack. So as you release more of this out of you, then you can have more spirit energy and your eyes will get brighter. Now, going back to the baby, if the baby was conscious completely, it wouldn't disappear. It would just be full of peace. And so you could maybe switch it slightly because babies kind of giggle and laugh and they have no fear, which is the way it would sort of be. So you're just going to be very, very peaceful because you're not going to have rules and regulations put upon you because you haven't activated those or somebody didn't tell you what you could not do. But naturally, you know, as a baby, you don't want the baby to go out and start eating dirt and everything else, you know, like babies do. If you put them on the ground or eating something that they shouldn't, so the baby has to learn how to live here. But just look at the baby just as a baby. That's where you want to get back to, is that part of you the way you used to be, if you possibly can. And you got to get rid of the energies that are stored inside of you, just like thinking, you know, of a post office. Boxes, you know, if you go to some place, they have post office boxes, or even like a safety deposit box situation like in banks. Well, how many of those are filled up with your thoughts and your ideas and your hopes and your dreams and your negative events and everything that happened to you and positive events, but they're all filled up full of stuff. And how many of those are empty where they're in peace? So remember, if you don't know what's in them, you don't know where about these things are stored in your body. So it's kind of like you go into, let's just say you go into a bank and you go to the safety deposit box place, right? And you put the key in and they give you all the keys and the keys are already there. And you go, well, what's going to be in this box here, you know? You open that box up probably really slowly. you don't know what's going to come flying out at you to get to be recycled, you know. And you go, oh, that isn't too bad. That's when I went to Disneyland, and I love Disneyland. Okay, great. That's perfect. You close the box up, and you mark it. Still judgment. And then you open up another one here, and you go, oh, no. That's when I fell off my bicycle and broke my arm when I was 6 years of age. I don't want that. Well, right away, you activated it on you now. Before, it was kind of dormant, but, you know, it's put aside. So now you have to worry about breaking your arm, and you get another one out here, and you open up another one. Well, this is the way life is. And the aliens know what's inside those boxes, okay? So that's kind of what happens. So the life body is going to, you're trying to get back to who you used to be in non-judgment. That's the basic thing. Otherwise, you're going into parallel lives and, you know, in a roller coaster ride that probably has no end to it. And you don't know how high you're going to go and how low you're going to go and how fast you're going to go. Back to you, Cindy.
Right. Thank you for explaining that. The writer goes on to ask, what things can we do with the light body? Can I become a river rock if I no longer want to be a human body? Or does it mean that having a light body means we no longer grow old and die?
Well, the body itself is programmed for a certain age by the densities in it. And so as you start cleaning yourself out more, you may have longer life. And so your spirit is connected to you. We'll just say light body. I like to use the word spirit instead. So it's with you until you're no longer living. So the light body, as you clean yourself out, the light body, as your spirit comes more fully into you, you can find out that you're eating less because you're using spiritual energy to keep your body going. From there, you may start to have less aches and pains. Remember, your aches and pains are being recycled, so you do a clearing, you know. Most people, when they do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, as they walk around, which I recommend every 10 years on the clearing, you know, approximately every 10 years, we'll say, just divide it off, you know, so it looks like that for you. And then walk around. You're going to find almost up to 80% of the people, you know, they'll come back and go, oh, yeah, my back popped, my shoulders popped, I had this back adjustment, I didn't know my knee was out, must have been out because it snapped and popped. And I go, wow, that's really something, and I can walk better now. So as you get rid of the densities out of you, then you have more spirit energy. So now your spirit can come into that location and help to heal you. Otherwise, it can't. It's just full of darkness. So that's why the darkness wants to take you over, and that's probably why you died. If you think about energies, you know, of people who probably maybe are not in society that much, or, you know, like a hermit or somebody, they may have a pretty long life if they can, you know, get the right, you know, ingredients for life, we'll say, not living out like in the middle of you know, some of the shows show like Alaska, you know, and, you know, they're just down below zero and they, you know, because they're out in the middle of the boonies. But if they had just a regular life and, or maybe they're an indigenous person living in some rainforest or something, they probably have a really long life because they don't have much to deal with. They're not thinking that much. All they have is survival. And they might, in fact, I just wonder if the people in the Caribbean, you know, you hear little songs about the Caribbean and stuff. I wonder if those people will have a longer life than what we have here. Because my understanding is that, you know, they're very peaceful. And, you know, they just kind of relax a lot. That's what you think, at least that's what I've heard anyway of Caribbean people. Maybe they're not all that way, but, you know, they are pretty laid back. So I guess back to you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Ron. It's about quarter to the hour. Shall I read a couple more emails, or is there a healing that you deem appropriate for right now?
Well,
or a spirit integration? Could we do a spirit integration healing?
Yeah, we'll do that because we had a couple clearings. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you.
Thank you. Should I read a couple more emails?
Sure.
Okay. This writer says that he keeps getting thoughts about a female vampire alien race and is starting to hate towards human males. And he wants to ask you what you think about this. And I want to know which healings you think would be more appropriate for his mind to release this.
Boy. Okay, so we're talking about vampires, right?
Female vampire alien race.
Okay. So what I think I would do, since you know that that's that, this will be a little different than what I would normally answer. What I was thinking is you may want to get some DVDs about vampires, okay? Different shows on them. And I'm only telling you this because it's going to push your buttons, okay? And find out which one really pushes your button and do a timeline crash on it. And get those things, you know, away from you. That's kind of what I would sort of suggest because you already know about it. So you're already in the soup, okay? And it sounds like, you know, that the flame is being turned up. So now you're looking for what you can do about it. So you want to, you know, get these things out of your life. So you may want to get more information on them and do a timeline crash on it. You could timeline crash what you have so far. Maybe you have it in your dreams or somewhere else. You know, that could do that. You know, you know, it sounds like it's a pretty scary thing. That's why I'm saying kind of go for the gusto and get some DVDs about vampires and just see what you can pick up. Very possibly, maybe you had ancestors that were a vampire. Let's just look at that. And maybe they want to get released, okay? So maybe you got activated some way, and they all came to you, and they want to get out of you. But, you know, and the only way they can get your attention is to give you these thoughts. That's sort of why I suggested to see the vampire movies. So you could actually be like the sacrificial lamb for this here, unfortunately. I would do the alien into light clearing or something like that to where you can release these vampire type aliens out of you and then also maybe out of your energy. And they may just be coming to you because the earth is getting more cleaned up and they have no place to turn to. In fact, we'll just do that right now for everybody. So here we go. We do this off and on. These are for, this clearing is for aliens that could be inside of you or listening that you can't see that have no way to go to the light. Because if they went to the light, just like yourself, they become terminated. So we're going to take them to quarantine. And from there, they can have energies released from them. Now, if these energies are not of the light, then they can still have some assistance. And if they choose to leave and go to the dark side universes, that's their choice. But we're going to get them out of here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is for all aliens that would like to leave here that could be trapped here, okay? It doesn't matter what life form they have, but they could be stuck here as a slave like we are to some other alien race. So now they have a chance to leave. So, and they will be protected on the way out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just hope that that helped the person that sent the email, and also everyone else out there that may have had something maybe attached to you, bugging you, and maybe you thought it was a psychic attack, and they're probably asking you for help, but you don't understand that, which probably nobody would, and you think you're under a psychic attack all the time, and they're just trying to leave because you have more light than your neighbor has, and they go, you know, we'd like to get out of here. So I'm going to do this one more time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Cindy, you're next.
Oh, awesome, Ron. Thank you so much. That's a great option for the alien. Give them that option to go to the light or not. And, excuse me. And then I was wondering about, because this writer says that it keeps coming into the mind looping, repetitive thoughts.
Yeah, that could be one too, yeah. And, you know, the reoccurring, situation barcode one too.
Absolutely. Problematic event release clearing, by the way. These clearings are on creationlightchip.com. And you can put in the topic in the search, and that will bring up several healings. Also, I wondered about the dark side mind control transmissions, because I believe that has a list of alien options, but also an open for other. Would that one help you too? Okay.
Yeah, that one could do it too. There's so many options on the website. Boy, yeah, it's hard to say which one to use. You almost have to use your intuition, ask your spirit which one you could use or need.
Right. Well, and this is a longtime listener, so he knows how to use the website and knows already that there are free clearings on the left side of creationlightchip.com, and I'm sure he knows how to use the search, too. So you've given several great options for all of us, Ron, so thank you very much for that. Well, it is 7 minutes till. Could we do, well, either Be Here Now or a Mind to Heart Drop, Clarence?
Yeah, we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. So let's first see and make sure everybody is here, okay? So put your index finger out in front of you, either left hand or right hand, point it up, and just have a go in front of your face and just see if it's directly on center. Just move your hand out there and have it stop. And don't give it any thought at all, because your body's doing this for you. Your body's trying to tell you if you're here or not, because it wants you to be here. It doesn't want to be abducted. It's the biggest fear of life. Oh, no, here they come. The person's thinking too much. Okay, so anyway, see where you are. You should be straight on. And now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So naturally, you have to command your spirit to do this for you. So you command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head. And that's where I guess most people have their thoughts. And we'll bring them into your heart so you can get rid of that. So here we go. One, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring them down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And I'm just going a little sideways here. Let's just say that you, what's the old phrase? I got you have a pain in your butt or something, you know? There's other words there, you know? But you got this pain someplace, right? Well, let's just say that maybe your pain is caused by a thought that's there, okay? So, and this is your homework to let me know if this works or not for you. I think it will work. It should. So let's do the same thing. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop, but now we'll just call it the pain in the butt, mind to heart drop. So you maybe have thoughts there, right? Your body has thoughts, and you don't know where they're being stored. Typically, they're in our head, but you know this could be one that's been there for a while. So here we go. Think of a location in your body that has pain. So here we go. And we're going to bring that energy into your heart to balance it. And we'll just see what happens. So here we go. Do the same process. It's up to you to find out that location. Here we go. Bringing the energy into your heart to be neutralized. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So see how that works. Maybe you have a runny nose or you have sinuses, like we kind of talked about earlier, head congestion, you know, from the Civil War. Try that on that. Just see what happens. I'd be curious to find out. Maybe we stumbled upon something. So hopefully, like all of you, if you could, if it works, just send me a quick email. Put it into clsquestions@yahoo.com. You're probably all doing that. But, you know, it's really good to have comments on what we're doing here, so we can help more people. That's the bottom line. So I guess thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. And our next event is tomorrow. And tomorrow is the energetic cording release, 5:30 Pacific. It's $20. Typically, I work for about an hour and a half getting rid of these energetic cords from people. It's an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half. So this can help you to get rid of stuff that could be causing you lots of problems. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.